Secretary Bessent told lawmakers that under President Trump, the country is in a golden age of economic growth. North Bay Democrat Mike Thompson asked Bessent what he should tell farmers in his district who are burdened with high costs under Trump's watch.
What should I tell my constituents when they ask about these costs? Farmers who are being hit by high costs of fuel and fertilizers, who can't get their product to market because of the war in Iran. Tell them it's golden?
You should tell them that we've had 2.6% economic growth since President Trump took office, despite the Democratic...
These farmers are pretty smart, Mr. Secretary.
Well, the people in California, the one person...
Reclaiming my time.
Republican Ways and Means Committee Chairman Jason Smith from Missouri praised President Trump's economic policies.
The president's tax and trade policies work hand in glove to fuel the economic investment that creates great paying jobs. Reciprocal trade agreements have secured $10 trillion in investment commitments in leading industries, open new markets.
But Democrats on the panel weren't as quick to praise the administration. Los Angeles area Democrat Linda Sanchez took a swipe at Trump's recent settlement with the IRS. She grilled Bessent on whether he would ever audit Trump or his family members.
Do you think that people who break our laws should be held accountable, our tax laws?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Very simple. Not a hard question. I'm glad we agree. So why is it that you are allowing President Trump to have complete immunity from being audited?
Again, I'm going to have to refer you to my previous statement. And
what was your previous statement,
that
sir?
I am unable to comment on any of the ongoing litigation.
After some back and forth with Bessent and some non-committal answers, Sanchez and Bessent got into it.
I think it's pretty safe to say that this is probably the most corrupt Treasury Department in our nation's history. And while you dance around questions to protect Trump, Americans are suffering in Trump's spiraling economy.
For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.